It's Spencer Hughes, and this is Hughes from the Heart. I have a treat for you, and a bigger treat if you would just join the paid podcast for the love of God. $1 a month, for goodness sakes. I feel like I got to shake you folks down for $1 a month. It's unbelievable. Shouldn't be a struggle. For goodness sakes. Podcast is heard. Let me get the latest numbers here for you. Thanks a lot for listening to Hughes from the Heart. Coming at you from a very clouded over sky in western Washington in the woods of Mason County. This podcast is heard currently in 53 countries, 938 total cities. We're going to have a big celebration when we hit 1,000 cities. Top countries, USA, Germany, Canada, France, United Kingdom, Japan, Australia, Russian Federation, Brazil, and South Korea. Thank you very much. Top cities, these don't move around too much. It seems like Frankfurt, Germany is at the top. Novato, California, thank you very much. That's a cousin Jerry, I believe. Love you, cuz. Would love to touch base and chat with you one of these days. Thanks a lot for listening to the podcast. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Seattle, Washington. Olympia, Washington. Nice to see Washington cities represented here, since this podcast originates from Washington State. San Francisco, California, city of my birth, long time ago. Columbus, Ohio, Ashburn, Virginia, Sparks, Nevada, and East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Now, if I could just get, God, even 10 or 20% of you to join the paid podcast, I could do this full time. Isn't that crazy? I could podcast full time. All it would take is 10, 20, 30% of you to join, and yet you're not doing that. So I don't know what it's going to take. Here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build a little bit of a podcast positive vibes empire, and I can't do it without your help. I can't do it with just the free stuff. Now, a lot of you love free. Believe me, I love free too. But when there's something I want to support, I get behind it. And if you want this podcast to be around, I need your help. I need your help beyond just casually listening for free. I need you to come over to the paid podcast and become a patron at patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. Now, I'm going to do something different from what other people do. I am going to share with you almost 20 minutes of a podcast I just did with one of my biggest mentors from the manifestation community, the mindset community, the law of attraction community, the Neville Goddard community, the Emile Coué community, if you will. And Tim Grimes is somebody I've looked up to for a while now, and I look forward to every day. I watch him so much, the algorithm spits out his videos at the very top of my list on YouTube recommended videos, and I love his content, and you will too. He is my guest for an hour and 5 minutes or something like that on the full version of this interview. You're about to hear clips, not clips, a clip from. That's another thing I didn't do. Other people would just kind of fast edit, you know, and cut up really quickly these really sexy clips. I didn't do that. I'm giving you unedited the first 16 or so minutes of this interview. Total time, an hour and 5 minutes. And all I ask is, if you enjoy this free segment, to please come over to the paid content. I can't keep the bills going much longer. I can't keep the lights on this podcast indefinitely without your support. I'm being totally honest with you. So please, I know you love listening for free. It's like a novel thing for people to get something for free. Some of you have been listening for years. You got to pull the trigger and just come over to the paid podcast. I'm telling you, you just gots to do it. I like saying that. You gots to do it. So do it today. I'm not kidding. I feel like I'm begging you to do it. I don't want to beg, but I'm imploring you to please. I'm not kidding you. It's not a threat. It's not, you know, I'm threatening to leave the podcast, but this podcast will not last forever without your support. I can't keep going indefinitely losing money on the podcast. I need it to start making some money and being self-sustaining, which it hasn't been in the 5 years that I started it. So please come on over and let's do this. Patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. Okay, I give you way more value than $1 a month. $1 a month, I always joke, can't get you a bottled water at a taco truck. You can't get a bottled water at a taco truck for $1. You know it and I know it. And we piss our money away on all sorts of ridiculous things that have nothing to do with self-improvement and making our lives better in every area, every facet. And this podcast will do that, no doubt about it. There's no question in my mind. And if you read the testimonials of people who are already on the podcast, you could read the reviews at hughesfromtheheart.com/reviews, and you'll see all the 5-star reviews of people that absolutely adore this podcast and gain much from it every day, and you will too. But you just got to do it. You got to. So do it today. Patreon.com/SpencerHughes. Tim Grimes will be introduced in the intro of this clip, so I'm not going to do it twice. I don't want to be redundant. I don't want to be redundant. I don't want to be redundant. So just listen. I'm so happy with how this interview turned out, and I'm hoping that Tim will come back and become a regular presence on Hughes from the Heart. This is Tim Grimes. RadicalCounselor.com is the website, and this is the first 16 minutes of an hour and 5-minute or so interview with Tim Grimes. And to get the whole thing, come on over to the Patreon. Much love, my friends. It's so funny because I've interviewed probably 1,000 people over the decades that I've been on talk radio, and presidential candidates and governors and politicians and movie stars, and boy, got to interview a lot of people, met a lot of people, and there are few that excite me as much as the real, kind of the real people, if you will, that I feel are my mentors every day, and I can count those on one hand. I met Dr. Wayne Dyer years ago. I've got an autographed picture here in my podcast studio. We lost him several years ago, and I cried when he died. I mean, that's how close I felt to him. And I felt much closer to a Wayne Dyer than any of the movie stars I ever interviewed and any of the politicians and, you know, leaders and things. And that's how I feel about our guest today. I'm so excited because, well, I feel like a schlep because he would have come on probably if I'd asked him 6 months ago or a year ago. And I don't know why I felt like, I don't know, I was afraid of rejection, I think. I was afraid of him saying no, maybe. I don't know, because I've written a lot of people that never heard back or like, you know, hey, I'm on my 17th book. I can't be on your little podcast. I mean, what are you thinking? I got bigger fish to fry here. And here's another thing that's happened over the years. I've been disillusioned by about 90% of the people that I've met. And Tim and I were talking just a moment ago, and I already know that he's as genuine as he comes across on his YouTube channel and from his books and his podcast. And that makes me happy because I can count on one hand the people that I've met that actually didn't turn me off and make my stomach feel like I was going to puke because I was like, oh my God, I've idolized you for years and you're a jerk. You're an asshole. But we won't be able to say that about our guest today, thank goodness. He is at RadicalCounselor.com. He is an author. He is a stress management counselor. He is a mindset coach, a manifester. Tim, it is an honor to have you on, honestly, and I'm not blowing smoke. I meant everything I just said.
Spencer, give me a half an hour and I will disillusion you completely.
You're like, I'm the consummate jerk here. I just pull it off really well on my YouTube channel. So.
I apologize, everybody, too, for the, of course, the leaf blower is going in the background as soon as this interview is about to begin. And so I don't know if you guys hear anything. Hear
no, I can't hear that. I have dogs. Okay. One of the reasons why I like doing it, and you're on the, you're 3 hours ahead, right? Of me?
Yes, three hours ahead.
Yeah. What I love is coincidentally, or maybe I don't believe in coincidences. The universe works out this way, but a lot of my guests are East Coast time, which makes it easier for me because if I don't start podcasting at like 5 or 6 in the morning, the dogs wake up. And my podcast studio is also my wife and daughter's. They have a home candle business. A lot of their supply is in here, but the dog door is in here too. So once the dogs have to pee and wake up, they run through this room and I'm like, oh my God, I can't do a podcast now. But what's funny is I always complain about the dogs barking outside. No one in all these years has ever heard the dogs bark. I'm the only one. Like, I think everything gets picked up by the mic, but we must have good mics that don't pick up the leaf blowers and the dogs.
Sometimes they don't. Yeah, exactly. Usually it's us being more attentive. This is a good metaphor for our minds too. But
oh, absolutely.
I do have the landscaping crew outside of our office cranking right now. So I apologize for that. But
thank you
so much.
It's an honor. And I'm telling you, I follow a lot of people on YouTube. And you know how the algorithm works. The more you watch a video of a certain person, the more it pops up in your feed. You know, it's like, watch this video. I get so happy and I have a short commute to work, so it's about 20 minutes each way. But I, as soon as I get in the car, I listen to the audio of YouTube. I'm not watching it while I'm driving, folks. Don't worry. I'm listening to it. And you will pop up, and before I even start the engine, I go, oh, cool. Tim's, this is from, you know, it could be from 9 months ago. That's what's cool about it is it's like shuffles them, you know. Somewhere it might be like 6 hours ago. And I go, I haven't heard that one yet. And I listen to your stuff and watch your YouTubes all the time. I'm not a stalker, don't worry. But there are a few creators out there and speakers, especially in this realm of law of attraction, law of assumption, you know, Neville Goddard, Emile Coué. There's nobody I look forward to their videos more than yours. And I really mean that. So thanks for all the content you put out. It seems like you're always putting out good stuff, like all the time.
Yeah, well, thank you again. I'm humbled by your words. I really am. But yeah, I mean, I love talking about this stuff in a, you know, a down to earth way. And I think the reason I'm able to put out a lot of content on YouTube is just because I'm thinking about it and trying to apply it into my life. And YouTube's great because there's not a lot of pressure to be presenting in a certain way. So I can just, you know, tell my wife I'm going out to the car, watch the kids for 20 minutes and make a video. And it adds up, you know, there's the, I look and I'm like, oh my God, I've made hundreds of videos, which is crazy. Cause I've really only done YouTube for like 2 years. I had an account and had a couple of videos on there, but I just started making car videos a few years ago. It's because it's fun to talk about, and there's so much to explore and so many great ideas and teachers like Emile Coué, where it's like, this is so enjoyable to tell others about, because what's wild, and we were talking about this before we went on air, is like, you go on YouTube and you feel like people aren't even discussing this stuff. Like most people into the law of attraction these days, especially younger generations, they've never heard of Emile Coué. That makes me want to share the information even more, because it's fun to talk about and Absolutely. It's fun to be in my car.
No, I love your car videos. Let me ask you this. So the secret is what introduced a lot of people, including myself, to kind of the concepts of the law of attraction. I remember where I was when I read that book, and I devoured it a dozen times and then watched the movie and found new mentors through that, like Mike Dooley and other people. Bob Proctor, I really liked, was sad when he passed away a few years ago. So that introduced a lot of us to this concept of the law of attraction. I think it was interesting, not to get into this, but there was a lot of politics involved with Abraham Hicks. And the one thing that occurred to me is that I had kind of read some Abraham Hicks just before that, but I didn't really equate it to necessarily the law of attraction. I just thought their books were fascinating and channeling, you know, Abraham and whatever they were doing. They kind of introduce a lot of people to the whole concept as well. But this is a concept, as you know, that's been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years, maybe from the beginning of humans walking this earth, this concept of your thoughts becoming things and attracting your circumstances and events in your life. Why did it take until 2006 in The Secret for this to become a household term, the law of attraction? And why, and related to that, you can answer them both together if you want. Why is it that no one had said the name Neville Goddard for like, you know, 50 years or whatever? Or he died in the early 70s, I guess. But and all of a sudden now, every person, every 20-year-old knows who Neville Goddard is. They're all on YouTube, as you know, and they're all on TikTok, and they're all doing all this stuff. And they're shooting out Neville Goddard. How did Neville Goddard become a hashtag when he was so obscure for so many years? Why is it? And it could just be my algorithm, obviously, bringing to my attention things that I like Neville Goddard. Maybe that's why it's always showing up. But it seems to me like the average kid at the mall knows who Neville Goddard is all of a sudden, and they think it's hip to talk about him. How did this come about? Like, why did why did it take until 2006 for people to start shooting off the law of attraction and focusing on that? And how is Neville Goddard like everybody's spirit animal all of a sudden? I don't understand.
Right. Great question and observations. I mean, so we'll start with the Neville thing and then go into more of the, I guess you could say, the historical context, because the Neville thing, I think, fascinates both of us. I do think part of it's the algorithm. Neville, right now, I would say still not being that with like the current social media scene, even though I'm on YouTube or whatever, Neville does seem to be like one of the bigger manifesting teachers we hear about, which, as you mentioned, is just totally wild because he died in 1972.
Yeah.
having reached his peak popularity in the mid 50s. And then, you know, The Promise made him much less popular. So I think there's been a wide, you know, array of reasons for it. But, you know, I was briefly the moderator, and I know some of the former moderators of the Neville Goddard subreddit. And there's like, I think over 150,000 members on that subreddit.
Wow.
Which is a big number. Yeah. That indicates, again, the popularity, especially apparently with younger people who are into manifesting ideas. Mm-hmm. So I can't give all, you know, on some of my videos, I have a whole Neville Goddard playlist where I do try to discuss some of the current social media scene around him, because I think it's awful, quite frankly, and pretty much a great example of spiritual bypassing in action. I think a big reason is Neville's language is so evocative. People are into this idea of like literally creating their own reality and everything being a simulation. All of these concepts kind of have become very hip in this, you know, I don't know, in the last 5 or 10 years. And then with Neville, there's this whole SP thing, special person, specific person phenomenon, where if you read his lectures or hear his lectures, he's really not speaking about it in the way that it's taught online, where you can manifest a specific person, you know, that you want and basically manipulate yourself into a relationship with them. Those type of ideas, creating your own reality, and being able to manifest a romantic partner into your life, especially a former romantic partner that you're no longer with, really attract desperate people. And there's a lot of good marketers out there that have taken advantage of it to kind of exploit Neville's very deep teachings in this very superficial, marketable way that a lot of people have bought hook, line, and sinker, which is not to say that some of the advice out there is not very good in regards to, you know, relationships or, you know, creating your own reality, if you want to use that mm-hmm. term. But it's very, very watered down compared to what Neville said. And the truth that you don't hear online, any place pretty much, is that Neville's advice is not going to work well for the vast majority of people who try it. And all this stuff we see on YouTube and TikTok and Reddit talking about success with the law of assumption is really just marketing crap and people having no idea what they're talking about and with very little life experience. I've got nothing against teenagers getting into these ideas. I think it's great, but we're literally talking about teenagers, you know, expressing their ideas and making it seem like they have life figured out when they're 17, 18 years old, which is cool. I get that, but they're going to be in for a rude awakening. So yeah, I mean, I think that it's absolutely bizarre. I wrote a few Neville books, like Relax More, Try Less, Mindful Manifestation and Manifestation Through Relaxation back in 2015, 2016. That was before all of this. And my hope at that time was that Neville's ideas were so cool and they did kind of, you know, meld together with like a lot of these things we're hearing about now in regards to artificial intelligence and simulations and all this stuff. But his ideas are so cool and they were so underappreciated. I was hoping they'd start being taken more seriously by like the mainstream psychological and counseling community. That's why I wrote those books. That has not happened that much. It's happened a little bit, perhaps, given all his popularity, but mainly we just see this insane marketing push with Neville's ideas. Now, I'm giving you a very long-winded answer here, Spencer.
I'm enjoying this. Thank you.
In regards to the law of attraction, when The Secret came out, this is my take on that. I vaguely remember watching the Red Sox in the playoffs and, I don't know, maybe glancing at The Secret, the book version of it or whatever around, I don't know, yeah, whenever, 2005, 2006, something like that. But I didn't get into these manifesting ideas until like almost 10 years after that. I never took it that seriously. Mm-hmm. The Secret, kind of like Neville these days, to a much larger level, right? Because The Secret sold like, I don't know,
crazy
book form or whatever, like that, 25 million copies, 30 million copies, something nuts like that.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I mean, it really did. That, man, that was good marketing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, a lot of people, people would argue it was all marketing.
exactly. And you certainly could. I see that viewpoint. I think if you get into these ideas, you might think that. But the truth of the matter is it did expose so many people to these old teachers and ideas that otherwise would not have probably been exposed to them, right?
Yeah.
However, as you pointed out, this stuff has been, these ideas have been known about for eons, right? Probably throughout human history. And what people don't understand is these ideas have been very, very, very popular before. Like, you know, the whole New Thought movement and then like associated movements that aligned with it were really big in the early part of the 20th century.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Late 19th century and then early 20th century, people were filling massive auditoriums talking about this stuff. So to say that this like came out of nowhere is just to be kind of, you know, oblivious to the history of it, which is understandable because there hasn't really been that much historical research or, you know, engaging books written about it. One exception I can think of is Mitch Horowitz has written a couple good books about kind of the history of New Thought and the law of attraction, particularly in the United States. But people just aren't aware of like the historical background and how these ideas have really been discussed in some form or another, particularly in the United States, constantly since the late 1800s. The Secret was just a really good, you could say, spin-off or like, you know, remarketing of it in a way that stoked the fire big time. Because Abraham Hicks had been around,
yeah,
you know, since the mid-80s. And yeah. I feel like, you know, it took, The Secret was 20 years after that. And Abraham Hicks, of course, initially were going to be a big part of The Secret. And then there was some kind of falling out. And so, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of things came together to make the law of attraction, you know, that like that idea much more in our pop culture psyche. But it's been there in some form or another for over 100 years. For sure.
Absolutely.
And what interests me, and I know what interests you, is like looking at some of the like great teachers that weren't just into the marketing aspect of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I like the New Thought. Explain it so well.
Absolutely. That's why I'm so into the older works that you can now get, thankfully, on Amazon and stuff, if not in a bookstore or library. Most of them won't carry it in a bookstore. But Amazon, and that's what I love about their algorithm, too, is when I look up, you know, Emile Coué, then it says, you might like this book. And it's a book I've never heard of, you know, maybe from an obscure
exactly.
author
it's
or
amazing.
Something. And then I read that. I'm like, this book cost me 99 cents or sometimes they're free or 29 cents. I know your books are reasonably priced, too. And you're like, how did this book cost 99 cents when the knowledge in this book written in like 1912 or something is so valuable? I mean, it's probably millions of dollars worth of value in a book that's 29 cents on Amazon. And I'm like, this is like a lost treasure. I love finding that stuff. All right, there you have it. The first 16 or so minutes of my hour plus long interview with Tim Grimes. I hope you're enjoying the first 16 minutes of it. That you would want to come and support the paid podcast. Again, I am not exaggerating. This podcast cannot go on indefinitely without your support. We are heard. I mean, this is crazy. We're heard in 53 countries, but I don't see these countries represented on the Patreon. We're heard in 938 global cities. I don't see these cities represented on the Patreon. I need you to support the podcast. I really do. It's all there is to it. I need you. I want you, but I need you too. So come on over and you can hear the rest of that interview. You can hear thousands of episodes. I mean, just thousands of episodes and pieces of content that I put on over the years and uploaded for you. And that's the beauty of the Patreon. You may not understand is that the minute you join for $1 a month, you will have access to enough podcasts to keep you busy for the next couple of years. I mean, if you want to, and you can explore the different topics I've discussed over the last several years and listen and pick and choose what you want to hear. The Patreon app is more improved than ever. It is awesome. And I hope you will be intrigued enough by this beginning of the interview with Tim Grimes to want to come over. Now, a lot of people will only give you 2 or 3 minutes of an interview, and then, you know, it's like clickbait and come over and join me over here. I think I was very generous in giving you roughly a third of the interview for free. You're not paying for this. So please come on over, patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. Patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. Come on, US. Come on, Germany. Come on, UK. Come on, France. Come on, Canada, Japan, Australia, Russian Federation, Brazil. Come on, wherever you happen to be in this great world of ours, come and join the podcast and you'll get more content than you can shake a stick at, as they used to say when I was a kid, all for just $1 a month. That's, I mean, I think a lot of you think I must mean $100 a month. There's something holding you back. It's not a dollar a month. I know that. We piss away money like it's nothing in the Western world. We just piss away money every day. So come on now. A dollar a month, what can that get you? It can't get you a bottled water at a taco truck, as I like to say. But it'll get you the best podcast you're not listening to. And it will improve every aspect of your life. So if there was a podcast or a book or a seminar or a lecture that costs only a dollar a month and it made my life better, I'd be all over that. So come and join me. I appreciate it. Help me keep the lights on, keep the podcast going by joining the Patreon. It's the only way we will be able to continue doing this content in the long run. And I'm no spring chicken, okay? I'm already halfway through my life, and I need to know we're going to get there before, you know, like 50 years after my death. I don't want it then. I want it now. So come and join me. Hear the rest of the Tim Grimes interview. Much love to you, and we will talk again very, very soon. Oh, and remember, there's a 7-day free trial over at the Patreon. So there's not even a commitment right from the get-go. You can listen for free, including listening to this interview and any other interview I've done. I've done a lot. It opens the archives to hundreds and thousands of pieces of content, and you can digest as much as you want in those 7 days during the trial period. If you're not convinced by the 7th day that this podcast is worth a dollar a month, then I'm an absolute utter failure. I'm an utter failure. If after 7 days listening to my content, you don't think it's worth 3 pennies a day, I'm a total failure, and I apologize in advance. Come on over. I know I'm not a failure, and I know you will love it. So join today. Take care.